Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is first and 10. Mayfield again in the gun. First and goal. Mayfield back. He's being chased. He starts to run. He goes to the outside, and he is firing, and it is tipped and intercepted. Now they're going to call a penalty. It was intercepted by Jahad Campbell. Who's the flag again?
It's an ineligible receiver downfield on Tampa Bay. This ball is going to go to the Eagles.
Well, that was a massive play. Massive, massive play. As we welcome Seth Joyner to the program. Seth made a lot of those kind of plays his years with the Birds. And Seth is brought to us by Bradford White Water Heaters. How you heat your water, it matters. So whether it's a tank or tankless model, choose Bradford White. Visit bradfordwhite.com. I see my man in full golf gear. I know he's headed to the Michael Barkan golf outing, aren't you, Seth?
I am. But I got to give James some love with a little Jimmy on a Monday morning. Jimmy with an eye for y'all,
for y'all that don't know.
Seth, you can pull off the golf outfit a lot better than me, my man. I'll just say that.
Any outfit, I think, is what you mean.
Seth, you're very lucky I got this bad wheel with my ankle, because otherwise I'd be out there kicking your ass.
But that's okay.
All right. You want to start with the game? You want to start with A.J. Brown?
Let's start with A.J. because, you
know. Is it code red? Where are we at here?
Oh, hey, listen, man. I think we talk about it. We being the media, we talk about it so much that we make it bigger than life. And in this day and age of social media, when you can get on your feed and say something and it's kind of coded and people are going to take it and run with it and so on and so forth. This is what you saw in the second half yesterday is what I do not like about the whole A.J. Brown narrative. Because in the first half, I believe that the offense was working efficiently because Jalen distributed the ball to who was open.
Without forcing it to him.
Without trying to force it
to him. I'm totally with you.
Now, A.J.'s got to understand, he is one of the best wide receivers in the National Football League, and teams are going to do whatever it is that they have to do to hold him down, understanding how much he can hurt them, and accept the fact that sometimes great defensive minds like Todd Bowles are not going to let you go off and be satisfied with the win. And I can't say for certain that I know that he's upset that he didn't get balls. He certainly had enough targets towards him. I mean, he wasn't getting the separation, and you know they were obviously rolling the corner up on him.
Is that a big part of it, Seth? He wasn't getting the separation, because I saw a couple routes that I felt like he gave up early, and now I don't know what the
well, John. The problem is he only runs three routes on the route tree.
That is problematic.
He runs a slant, a go, and a stop route, a comeback. That's about it. So there's no threat as a defender.
Why? would that be?
I don't know.
Is he limited in some way to like by his the way that?
Well, it's how they direct the offense, right? I mean, isn't that the simple answer?
I wouldn't understand, you know, why you would have a guy of his caliber only running three routes. I mean, for a defensive coordinator and for a defender studying an opponent, that's a dead giveaway that this guy can only run three, that he's only going to run three routes. And as many slants as they run can and stop routes, please pray and tell me what the hell the double move is. Where's the slant go?
Well, if
where's the stop and go?
Well, that's the thing. If it's going to take more than that first move takes, I don't know that we can hold out with the way that we're picking up stunts and that sort of thing, with the way that our guards pass protect.
Seth, we don't have much time. I want to play this audio for you of Jason Avant and Jaws on the NBC Sports postgame show and get your opinion of what you think's going on here, because they make a lot of different points. Here's what they said postgame yesterday.
I have to say this about A.J. Brown. I have to say this about it, is that A.J. Brown is being played like a receiver that can't run anymore. The secondary is looking at A.J. Brown like a guy that is reluctant to go by them, and that's what's happening. They're sitting on routes. Yep. So that's something that A.J. Brown has to look in the mirror and say, what am I doing in order to get this type of coverage? But they're playing him like his name is Jason Avant out there running go routes. You can't do that, right? So I think A.J. Brown has to do a little bit better when it comes to coming off the ball every single time. That third down late in the game, the last time they had the ball, or, you know, significant had the ball, it was an out route. First of all, he oversplit, meaning he split too wide, and it was an out route against zero coverage, and then he quit on a route. So you can't do those things, and that's something that if A.J. Brown wants the ball, you have to run the routes the right way and also come off the ball so guys don't sit
but he still has it in him to do it the way he's always done.
I don't know that. I think that's what Jason's saying. Maybe he does that because the go routes, you got to go to get the box for the quarterback. In other words, when you get it out of your stance, you don't get to that sideline. You got to take it upfield so the quarterback can take you away from where that defender is. The balls he was throwing deep, he was right in the sideline. There was no window for Jalen Hurts to stick that ball into, no box to throw into, and the balls are out of bounds. There wasn't an area, some air under where he could throw the football.
Well, see, listen, I'm just saying how the defense is playing him.
Right.
Right? Whether A.J. Brown can do it or not. The defense is saying that you can't run by me. And that's the way they're playing. Well, they're playing him like that.
Seth, what's your assessment of what they said?
Well, I would be worried if there was no help over top and that's the way they were playing him. If there's help over top, it doesn't really matter because they're going to play him aggressive at the line of scrimmage, especially when you have a bigger corner. Bigger corners like Tampa does. They're not afraid to get up in A.J. and be physical with him. They have to do something different with A.J. instead of lining him up at X by himself all the time. Like, I'm not going to say, I mean, they just extended this guy, you know, $30-plus million a year. I'm not going to believe that Howie Roseman would make that sort of mistake to extend this guy for another 3 years at $30 million plus a year and say that he doesn't have what it takes to get it done. Now, I don't know how injured, how healthy. I'm not privy to that, okay? What I do know is he looked pretty damn good last week. And when he's played against teams that are really man tough man-to-man teams that bring pressure, you know, he struggled. He struggled to get separation. You know, I would love to see them move A.J., put him, you know, in motion. Even if he's on the X side.
How little did they do that?
Well, Seth? I mean, the two guys that run motion are Smitty and Jahad Dotson. And every time Smitty goes in motion, I can assure you they're going to run it 95% of the time. That's another dead giveaway. If I can see it as an analyst, as a guy that's just watching the game, you're going to tell me that Todd Bowles and his staff and those players that spend 15 hours a day, 4 days a week, aren't seeing it? You know, mm-hmm. So those are dead giveaways. Then you want to understand why it is that Saquon is struggling to get going because there's no imagination to what they're doing. Mm. And every single time Smitty comes jogging across that formation, you know, they turn around and they hand the ball to Saquon. There's nothing off of it. You know, and tell me how many times do you see A.J. Brown in motion? And I'm not saying that he's lost a step, but when guys get up in age, the thing you do to be able to get them to help them get separation is you put them in motion so guys can't get up on the line and jam them and challenge them mm-hmm. And challenge their release.
But did they err to the side of as little motion as possible with
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With the conditions, with the heat, the humidity, that sort of thing, especially early in, I know it's
come on, man. Tampa,
still
Tampa,
early in the year.
Tampa put their guys in motion.
I know. I'm just asking. I'm wondering.
Yeah. Seth, let's get to specifically what he wrote on social media and what you think the fallout is. So my Mount Rushmore of outspoken players in Philly sports has not included A.J. Brown, but has included Seth Joyner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of the great ones. Forget what the scrub said. But, like, Barkley would say a lot. Seth Joyner would say a lot. James, who are the other two? If we have Mount Rushmore, who are we going with here? Larry Bowe was pretty fiery, right?
Yes, he was.
I was young.
Oh.
But I heard Bowe as a player was fiery.
Pete Rose said an awful lot.
I don't know about criticism of, like Seth, you called the coach a puppet. I mean, he was the active coach.
Yeah, pretty aggressive.
Buddy Ryan would be the most outspoken as a coach. Buddy Ryan's up on that.
A little out of control.
All right, guy in France?
Yeah, Buddy's up there for all his comments. Yeah. All right, so Seth, here's my question. Knowing that an athlete can be super-duper frustrated and really, really great, how tough is it to bottle it up? And when you let it out, as A.J. did, and let me just read, for those that don't know what A.J. put up on social media about 2.5 hours after the game yesterday, AJ, 2.5 hours after the game yesterday, tweeted the following. He said, if you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders and be on your way. Of course, the irony is by putting that up there, it does kind of make a scene by way of social media. Seth, how tough is it to keep it bottled in? And when you let it out, you know, is this a mistake by AJ? What's your assessment?
Joe, did you see his other post where he was having a conversation with God early last week?
I did not.
Some people text me and were talking about it, about where he's been and where he's going and, you know, the strength that he draws from his faith. I think AJ needs to stop posting things like he posted yesterday. And draw his strength, you know, from his faith that he proclaims openly. Because, I mean, he's sitting in his backyard, the wind's blowing, it's just him and a camera, and he's having a conversation, you know, he's having a conversation with God. You know, just an open prayer, and he put it out there for everybody to see. You know, if God is your peace, then let God be your peace through what you're going through right now. You know, in life, not only in sports, but in life, everybody's going to go through something. Like when I was outspoken, Joe, I was out of control. I can look back at it, you know, with age and wisdom now and say that, you know what, that was a mistake. Because that kind of thing does nothing more than separate a team. It doesn't bring a team together. when you're talking about the coach and you're talking about your teammates, or even if you're sending encrypted messages that you know the media is going to take how they want to take it.
Like your comments about Randall, right? Yes. You make Randall comments.
You just, it doesn't make any sense. It's not going to accomplish anything. You're not going anywhere. The team's not going anywhere. And you understand you just came off a Super Bowl win. You had such a heck of a, you know, couple of seasons that the Eagles saw fit to extend you, you know, to an extraordinary amount of money. And that things aren't always going to go the way you want it to go. And you have to just deal with the tough times in order to get to the good times. And these kinds of outbursts and these kinds of, you know, innuendos that you leave out there, you know that the media is looking. Like, I got into it with D Gunn on our post game show last week because of AJ. And I said, you know, the media is going to ask him questions that they know is going to inflame. And his response was, it's up to him to be the grown up and know how to handle that and know what to say and what not to say, you know. To a certain extent, I agree with that. But as a person in the media now, if I was doing the interviewing, I would ask those sorts of questions to the coaching staff, but I wouldn't ask those sorts of questions to the players, having understood where I've stood and where they are at this present time and where I want this team to be. You know, I'm not going to ask questions that inflames the situation and makes the locker room that much more difficult to navigate.
Well, here's
but,
what,
I'll stand in front of Nick Sirianni and Vic Fangio and Kevin Petullo and ask them questions that make them squirm in their seats, because they have to answer those types of questions.
So I agree with almost all that you said, except for, I'll just say this on the last point. Like, let's say AJ's, you know, whenever he next talks to the media, I mean, you can't say to him, "Hey, AJ, how's your Wednesday going? Nice weather today." Like, I mean, he put this out there.
No, I know. I'm not saying that I disagree with it, but, you know, being in a position that I am now, you know, and understanding where I came from and understand some of the things that I've gone through, you know, if I could talk to AJ, I would tell him, listen, man, these things don't solve anything. If nothing else, it makes the situation worse, because you're saying it and everybody else has got to answer for it.
Yeah.
And then when you are asked about it, guess what you're going to do? You're going to deflect and act like it doesn't mean anything. You're going to let the coding sit out there for everybody else to decipher what it means. And the dangerous thing about that in this city is that we will create a narrative. From a media standpoint, we will create a narrative for what you said if you don't tell us what you meant.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Seth, one more thing on this, and then let's get some calls in. Because this is where my mind goes with this one, and it hadn't previously to this extent. I now worry that this all could lead to him not being on the team next year. Has that entered your mind?
No, they got too much invested in him for him not to be here. And listen, there's a remedy. There's a remedy for this. Like, you, yesterday's game was the exact inverse of last week's game.
Yeah.
Okay, in so many ways. And when I tell you this, and I hope you know it, but if you don't, this is going to blow your mind.
Let's do it.
That how this can work out, John. So they come out last week in the first half clueless, and then come out in the second half like world beaters.
Mm-hmm.
They had -1 yards of total offense in the first half last week. Okay.
I thought it was -1 yard of passing offense and 33 yards of total offense.
You might be right, but just remember that -1 yard, because this week they come out and they look like world beaters in the first half, and in the second half they look clueless again. -1 yard of total offense. -1 yard.
They had -17 passing. Like, have you seen great teams with this degree of fluctuation?
I've never seen it, ever.
The thing is, when you're playing against, and I'm going to say it, but when you're playing against top-tier coordinators, Vic Fangio said it. If you wait till halftime to make your adjustments, you've already lost the game.
Well, that's the thing. I think we were late on the adjustments this time.
And what I fear on the on the offensive side of the ball is that we're not making the adjustments quick enough. Like, we didn't make the adjustment quick enough in the first half last week. Whatever they made the decision to do, whether it was take the chains off of Jalen and throw the ball and, you know, sporadically turn and hand it to Saquon, you know, no matter what it was, it worked. The special teams set the tone yesterday with the block punt and the return, but the defense also played lights out. And then all of a sudden in the second half, there was an adjustment on both sides of the ball for Tampa Bay, and they could not do anything right.
Yeah.
Anything right. Two big plays, two explosive plays. They're talking about having explosive plays and not giving up any explosive plays. You give up 270-yard touchdown passes because you can't get any pressure on a quarterback who really doesn't really want to run.
What was Makuba looking at?
Well, listen, you're starting two rookies.
Yeah.
So you're going to have some of this from time to time.
Yeah.
You know, the same thing that Reed Blankenship made a mistake with last week, you know, not getting over the top in cover two, is the same thing that Drew made a mistake with. You got one guy, and all they did was they ran the same route, okay? They run the guy on the go route at the safety, and if the safety is not getting depth to get over his half to keep that guy underneath, and his mindset isn't, if he catches it in front of me, I just got to come up and make the tackle. He sat on it, anticipating that guy to sit down on the route, and he ran right by him, you know, and then Blankenship, it looked like it was his fault. He was coming from the other direction. So if he just stays on top in cover two, there's not a problem. Then you got the rook over here on the, you know, Jahad Campbell one-on-one on Bucky Irvin. Great coverage, okay? He just, his eyes got him in trouble for a split second.
Yeah.
Because he's on him with perfect coverage, and the running back runs the out route, and he's on top of it. And then all of a sudden,
but then
he looks,
it becomes a scramble drill.
Well, but he turns, John, he turns and he looks back at the quarterback to see what's going on. And that split second is when Bucky turned it up. And when he turned it up, it was a wrap.
Yep.
It was a wrap. Now, as an older player, what he's going to experience is that when that guy, and he did a really good job because he got on top of it to see if he was going to run the out and up. And when he declared he wasn't going to run the out and up, that's when he turned and looked, not realizing that guy was going to transition the route. Get on top now. And if he throws it short, break up on it and make the tackle. But the one thing you can't do is you can't let him turn it up when you're not seeing him. And they're young players. They're going to make these mistakes. When you have a rookie, you got to live with it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.